Always a schus to be together Erev Shabbos Kodesh, to prepare for Shabbos Kodesh together. Before we begin tonight, all the Torah, all the Chizuk, all the Siris, the Kiddush, Chavrus should continue to enjoy, who's being sponsored, the Mehel Gitalmud and Eishes Chayil, Shalom and Aviva Mansbeck, to Baruch Hashem celebrate a big simcha, the birth of their daughter, the first child, Ariella Golda. Incredible simcha, Shlomo. And Amir Hashem, all the simcha you feel now, all the simcha you and Aviva feel now, and how you want to be there for your daughter should only continue to grow. As the years go on, and the emes is, you know, there's a big achrayas to have a child, big achrayas to raise a child. The love should never fade, the simcha should never fade. And then Bez Hashem, Hashem will guide you to do it properly. Bez Hashem's Baruch. You know, this is, in a certain sense, in the first Kiddush for your daughter. I remember when I was learning in Eretz Yisrael, I went for Shabbos to someone in Harnof, a family I was close to. And after davening Shabbos morning, he took me to Rosh Hashiva of Toras Moshe, of Tomer, of Meiselman, Shlita, to his apartment. He lived right near him, and maybe it was the same apartment building, I don't remember exactly. And we go there, he's making Kiddush. And why was he making Kiddush? He had a daughter who was 20 years old, and he realized he never made Kiddush for her, to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu when she was born. And she was still single. She wasn't yet a Kala. So he made a Kiddush now. Because at a Kiddush, we're giving a Karzat Tov for the birth of the child. But then, people at the Kiddush give you a bracha. So if you don't have a Kiddush and you're not makabel those brachas, so unfortunately he felt maybe it has a head ashba and she's still single. She was making Kiddush then when she was 20. And I remember giving him the bracha, l'toyro l'chupa masim toivim. And he says, I don't know the end of the story, but I'm hoping it's a good one. But here you're making a Kiddush, Baruch Hashem, the first Kiddush a few days after the birth of your daughter. And if Ariel Golda, she was zoyche legadla, l'toyra, l'chupo masim toivim. You know, I was thinking about it also. She was born during these parashios, in the days of Shoivivim, very halig days. But the parashios where we go from Galus into Gula, and this is really, this parasha, you know, this week, from Shemos to Ve'era, Ve'era is already the Makos. Ve'era is already the beginning of the Gula on some level. Shemos was the Galus. So the week that we go from Galus to Gula. We know that the schus of the gula was because of the Nashim Sekanios. That's why even Lel Seder, we have Afein Hayubos Anes. Right? And Purim, we have Afein Hayubos, they're different days, what Afein Hayubos Anes means. But according to the opinion, that it means that women played an integral role in the gula. So we have Purim, Afein Hayubos Anes, and women are Mechuyiv in the midst of Purim because of Esther. And Chanukah, Afein Hayubos Anes, was Anes because of Yehudas. And comes Pesach, we have Dal Kosos, and we say women are mechuyev because Afein Hayubos Anes. Where do we find who was the woman? So b'schus the Nashim Tikanios, because of Nashim Tikanios we're zoichet to the gula. So if your daughter Ariel Golda was born during this man, hopefully it's a siman toiv that she's going to be one of those Nashim Tikanios. Bez Hashem Baruch. So Bez Hashem zoichet legal toiv masavivim you and Aviva should just have continued simcha and brach in your lives, and we should just share in simchas. Big simcha on a personal level, it's a tremendous simcha. I feel it, and you know I feel it. You know, it's like yesterday we were standing on the Yechuppah. Baruch Hashem, time flies. Enjoy it. Enjoy it. Okay, Chavra, let's learn. So you open up this week's parasha of Eira. And like we just said, you're already entering into the beginning of Geula. Beginning of Geula and the Makos. And right away, at the beginning in the first Aliyah, we have the Dal Lashonos of Geula. Vaitseisi, Vaitzalti, Vagalti, Vilakachti. The Dal of the Shonos of Geula. Emma says we're all waiting for the fifth cup. The Dal Koisis can make a Dal of Shonos of Geula, right? But if you read, you continue. So you have again v'tesi v'tzalti v'galti v'lakachti. In the very next pasuk is v'vesi yaschem el aretz asher nasasi as yadi l'tesi zol avni zol Yaakov v'nasati yosol lachem v'rasha ani Hashem. There's a lashon of v'vesi. We call the dal lashon of geula because we've been zoiched the dal lashon of geula. But there's a fifth lashon of geula v'vesi that I'm going to bring you into Eretz Yisrael. We're waiting for that. Many mafarshim, many explain. I think the first time I saw this was in Rav Nevinzal Sefer on Pesach. And that's the Kais Shel Aliyah. We do have a fifth cup at the Sefer. I'm sure many of you have learned this and heard this. And we have Dalet Kaises that we drink. The fifth cup we don't drink. It's a Kais Shel Aliyah. Because Aliyah, Hanavi Aliyah Tishbi is going to bring the Vassar Toiv. He's going to bring the Geula. And therefore it sits waiting to drink it. We're hoping to drink it soon. Over these last couple of years, more than ever, maybe in our lives. I don't want to say more than ever in the world history. There have been times where God, the Jews, were yearning for Geula like we can't imagine. But we've been yearning. We've been yearning so much of these last 2 years. Those of us in Chutz La'aretz haven't been allowed to even go to Eretz Yisrael. And we see an Olam D'Shikra like never was before in our lifetime. And we're yearning for that fifth cup. We're yearning to go. And we can't stop. Don't stop yearning to go. Don't stop yearning to be there. Just this morning, I was talking. There was one particular young man, a senior in high school, who, for whatever reason, is not right now, unfortunately, and based on parents and whatever else, not thinking about going for the year at Eretz Yisrael. I took the opportunity in this year. I felt everybody had to hear it anyways. And I gave like a little bit. I just went off a little bit on the importance and the chashivas of going for the year in Eretz Yisrael. And before I spoke about even yeshiva and all the growth from Torah and all, again, we spoke about that as well, obviously. I said even just to spend a year in Eretz Yisrael and experience living in Eretz Yisrael for a year and living through Shlosh Golem in Eretz Yisrael and living through Rosh Yom Kippur in Eretz Yisrael and Chanukah in Eretz Yisrael and Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim in Kodesh and Meron and Tzfat and Chevron and Kevarachel and all that we... Just the experiential growth that one could have just by being in Eretz Yisrael all year is priceless. There's no doyma to anything else you could do. Like, what's the shaila? That's even if you didn't learn one word. Halavai will be there soon. Vavesi, Vavesi. Bez Hashem is Baruch. But we're not zoichet to that one yet. So maybe it's through the first dalel of the shonis that we could get to the fifth somehow. The Dal Shana is Geula, the Gemara Yerushalmi Pesachim tells us these are Dal Kaisos. And these are connected to Dal Malchios. Bavel, Mada, Yavon, Edom. Because Mitzrayim is Koil HaKol. Mitzrayim was the Golos, the paradigm of all Golios. It's the Simon, Maisov, Simon, Labanim. Just like we went into Golos, Mitzrayim, we came out. We're going to come out of every Golos. And we're going to come out of this one as well. But we want to come out of this one. How can we Zoichet the Vevesi? So I saw I want to develop tonight based on a Torah from the Tashi Rebbe Zecher Tzadikas Shevracha. And he brought down an idea from the Tikkun Zohar. You know, a lot of, I don't know, looking around, I know a lot of the Mekoymas where some, a lot of the Chevriz have closed down, so it's probably easier to be by the Mikvahs. I'm assuming we're going to learn a little Zohar. I'm assuming, I don't know, you have a little more time in your hands, a little more ability in your hands, right, the Chevriz? Okay, good. So the Zohar brings down in the Tikkun and Samach Vavam Beis, that there are Arba Mine Marin, the four different types of Mara, of bitterness. It's very interesting. We're not going to delve into all of them. It's very deep concepts. But he talks about a Mara Chivara, some sort of level of white level of bitterness, of sadness, of Galus. A Mara Sumaka. Mara Sumaka is a red type of Mara, a red type of Golos. Mara Yeroika, some sort of green type of, again, these are very deep concepts. Some sort of green type of Mara. And then he talks about Mara Ukama. And the Mara Ukama is Mara Shchaira, the black, dark Mara. And Svarim brings down, the Tasha Rebbe brings down from Svarim, to these four Maros, the Keneged, the Dalai Golios as well. Now, Bavel, Madai, Yavan, or past those already. We're in Edom. We're in this galus, this long galus that we've been in. And if we're connected, this Zohar is the galus of Mara Shchaira. Mara Shchaira, this black bitterness. But what does that mean? What is Mara Shchaira? How is that? What is the actual understanding, the pirish of Mara Shchaira? So Mara Shchaira is depression. Mara Shchaira is a siman of sadness. That's what Mara Shchaira is. And we can understand the amount of distress, the amount of depression, the amount of sadness in the world that we live in. And this is what the Tikkun HaZohar is saying, is more than ever. It's more than ever. There's so much sadness. There have never been industries in therapy and psychology and psychiatry that, like in all of history of the world, that are today. Moms, you can't get into a psychologist. You can't get in. Daily I call some of the better with the people that I trust, and I want people to use to ask favors, that they'll be able to fit people in. They don't have room in their schedules. They don't have room in their schedules because there's so much depression. There's so much sadness. That's the galus we're in. Some of that comes from a very real place. Some of that, some people have that because there are very serious tragedies and very serious difficulties in life. Some people go through that. What went on 2 weeks ago in our community, that terrible car accident, the Matzei Shabbos Kodesh. You can understand how that could place someone in a state of distress, a state of sadness, a state of depression. Sadly, I had to go visit a Talmud earlier today who lost his father today. Talmud in my shir right now, in 12th grade, who lost his father today, very young age. That's hard, that's difficult. Baruch Hashem, he's holding himself up. I didn't mean to refer to that situation as he's somebody as Mar Shchaira. I meant to just say that's a situation where we can understand it, where it makes sense, where we hope he doesn't. But there are difficult situations in this world, and tragedy after tragedy. We think back to over this past year and the year before. I mean, there's not a day that goes by that I'm not still thinking about Meron and thinking about the 45 Kedoshim and thinking about their families. And this causes tremendous kas and tremendous pachad. Listen to what the world has gone through in COVID over these past 2 years. What sadness and depression and distress that has caused. What Mara Shchaira that's brought into the world. Look at it. People have so much trauma. People are so afraid. Even now. And people suffered tremendously. They did. There was a lot of suffering that went on. Had a Talmud say to me today, because after hearing about, unfortunately, this patira of this Talmud's father, a different Talmud, he said to me, and I feel with him. I feel with him. He said to me, and he said this in a shir, in a room full of people, and this is a Talmud who also himself has been through many challenges. And he meant it. He meant this line, Chavra. It's a scary line. I'm trembling. I don't need to repeat, but it came from this line came from a real place of pain, a real place of Mara Shchaira from within him. And he said, "Why does Hashem hate us so much?" It's hard to say such a line, but this is what someone was feeling. Real. Why does Hashem hate us so much? That was what he was feeling. And my initial reaction was to be empathetic with him. I understand why a teenager for sure, and not just a teenager. Let me tell you, there are many people who are feeling this and thinking this. There are many people who thought this a couple weeks ago when Lina El Namdar, a beautiful, incredible, full of life 15-year-old girl is taken in such a way. And many people were saying this and feeling this and thinking this after the tragedy in Meron, after the tragedy in Surfside. Going back Vada during and after the Holocaust. No words, obviously, that's before our time. It's a very scary line. It causes us in this room to shake a little bit. Those of us who love Hashem and who are only here late on a Thursday night because we want to get closer to Hashem, at the same time, we could sympathize and we could feel this pain and sadness. And you know, within that line is a level of amuna. You don't say that if you don't believe, and you believe this is from Hashem. Why does Hashem? That's what he said. I don't want to even say the words again. It was real. It was very real. And trust me, the Talmud himself has gone through a lot. He meant it. So what's our avodah, if we understand and we see it's beferish in the Tikkuni Zohar, and we hear such a line, bring. Bring chairs over here. Look, there's plenty of room here, but whatever. We hear such a line that a yid could say such a line, and mean it, and we feel to say such a line. Why does Hashem hate us so much? To say such a line and feel it. You know what that tells me? You know what it tells me after reading this Tikkuni Zohar earlier today? It's amazing. Eibishter knows what to do. I'm telling you, this is one of the shiurim I can tell you. I can show you on my computer. Early in the week, I was learning a bunch of Torahs. And something came to me. And usually I wait till late in the week, but I think it wasn't so much earlier. I mean, I was learning the Torahs early in the week, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday night. On Tuesday night, I wrote up all shiur that I thought would be tonight's shiur. I've all shiur written up that I thought would be tonight's shiur. And it started with Reason of Nayim, talking about the birthing stool, and we're going to connect to Shlomo and Viva. And I had a whole Torah, a big Torah, built the whole Torah. And then last night, I saw this Torah from the Tashi Rebbe, and I said, threw that out the window, I said, there's other Torah we need to talk about. When that will come out, we'll see. I don't know, it's not... And then what I heard earlier this morning in my shir, in that line, said that Vadid is what we need to talk about. So what does that mean? That means if this galus that we're in is a galus of atzvus, of marashchayra, of depression, and we see it throughout the world and throughout our friends and our family and sometimes ourselves. It means our biggest avoida in the world, our biggest avoida in life, and the tikkun and what we need to bring geula is simcha. Is simcha zechayim. And there's nothing more important than just being besimcha. Just being besimcha. It's the most important thing in the world. Just to be besimcha. Nothing more important. And that's what's going to bring geula. Never forget, I've shared this story so many times. I'm sure everybody in this room has heard it from me, but if not, and anyways, the story's good to chazer. Because I think about this story every day. Emes. I try to live my life by it. But I learned from my son, Chassan. Goes back already. I think it was by when we were in Eretz Yisrael, Neshama's bat mitzvah. So Neshama now is 16 and a half. That was the summer. It's a little over 4 years ago. A little over 4 years ago, the story. And we're in Eretz Yisrael. And we were staying in an apartment that was about a 15-20 minute walk from the Kaisel. Don't bear by your building over there. And so we had a minog, myself and Shmuel, we had a minog every night, every day. We're very busy days with the family, going to enjoyable Tehillim, and it was incredible. It was always incredible. Hope to be there this summer, Bez Hashem, Esbarach, everything should be Bez Hashem. I hope to be there, I mean, tomorrow also, but you know what I'm saying. If we're not Zoich, I also have tickets for the summer with the Mishmach. Anyways, so but we'll be Zoichim, Mirtz Hashem. Hopefully those tickets... Listen, I've had so many tickets that were canceled this year. It's like, you know, I have tickets in 2 weeks also. We'll see what happens. Hashem, please. L'maisa. So days were busy with Mishmacha, and then we'd get back to the apartment, and we have dinner, whatever, and then Shendi would stay with the kids and put them to sleep, and hang in the apartment. I'd go with Shmuel every night. We'd walk to the Kaisel. They were very special walks, and they were just very special time at the Kaisel. We'd have Meiriv, and we'd learn a little bit and talk a little bit. The first night we get there, so the first night we're in Eretz Yisrael in a while, whatever length, I was there probably the January before he was there. Also, I think it's January before, actually, but whatever it was, the first time we're there, 6 months, 7 months, whatever it is. And we get to the Kaisel, and we daven Meiriv, and we sit and talk, and we learn a little, whatever it was. And we're about to leave, and I say, Shmuel, our first night at the Kaisel, let's go daven, Halev a little bit, talk to Hashem a little bit. So avoid the daven from the heart, not just the daven Shmonesre and Mincha and Meiriv and Shachris, and all those are super important. Sometimes we just have to daven min halev. So we go, and I go, and I'm davening, and I happen to watch my son, and Shmuley, he literally davens maybe at most 2 minutes. And I'm davening whatever length it was, and then we were walking back, and in a half-joking, half-serious way, I say to Shmuel, like, all you got is 2 minutes for God. You know, Mamish, first night at the Kaisel, you have so much we should be davening for, 2 minutes. So he looks at me, he says, Tati, you know, I realize something. There's only one thing that's important. To be besimcha. Say daven tashem that I should be besimcha. And if you're besimcha, that means you have enough parnasa, it means you have enough refuah, it means you have enough shidduch. Yeah, everything is there. If you why do you want parnasa? So you'll be besimcha. What do you? Everything is so I want besimcha. So I daven besimcha. I know I'm good. It's koil ha koil. I don't think he used those words back then, but yeah, I'm even yavin. You get it, right? So he's like to daven besimcha. It's one thing. I daven for a couple minutes. I'm good to go. Baruch Hashem, he's a very besimcha little person, but you get it. And emes, that's the most important thing in the world. And we understand it more after seeing these tikkuni zohar and after hearing that trembling question from my Talmud. And we live in a dar, and that's the gullus that we're in of marash chayra, a gullus of depression, a gullus of sadness, and therefore our avodah is to find gula, and already, Bez Hashem, that would be the key to the ultimate gula, but have a chaya ilam abba. Because my avodah is, even within the gullus, be in a state of gula, Bez Hashem. So how do I get there? How do I get there? What's the key to that? What's the key to being that person full of simcha, full of happiness, full of being content and not falling into the world we live in full of sadness and depression? Even when Hashem brings difficulties, based on his cheshbonos and everybody in this room, I'm looking around, Baruch Hashem, close. We all have our trials and tribulations. We all have our nisyonos. We all have our challenges in life. But could I deal with them b'simcha? Does it put me in a state of marash chayra? So, you know, we said there are dalet galios and there are dalet shoynos of geula. So the dalet shoynos are connected to dalet galios, which would mean vayitzesi. Vaitzesi is keneged Bavel. Vitzaldi is keneged Madai. Vagaalti is keneged Yavon. And Vilkachti is chemli la'am is keneged Edom that we're in. And what is Vilkachti is chemli la'am? V'yisi l'chem l'alkim. V'datim kinei Hashem l'keichem. What was that step in Galus? That step where the Eibishter says, I'm going to take you for me. You're mine. Not just I'm going to take you out of Mitzrayim, and not just take you out so you'll be Begashmi, Beruchni. You're going to be mine. You're going to have a relationship with me forever. You know what that was? That was by Matan Torah. That was Matan Torah. V'lekachtem li, a kicha, 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 ki yikach ishas isha, v'lekachtem is a kicha. Matan Torah is far and bring down. By Matan Torah was the Gidushin and the Nisuin. The Torah itself. When Hashem gave us that Torah is like the ring, is the Kedushin. And the Kavlam HaKegigas, as we know famously, the Afla brings down, is the Chuppah. It was the time. Many of the Menhagim that we have, Achlasin, the Menhagim, many of the Menhagim we have, by a Chuppah, is learned by Har Sinai, by the Chuppah with the Eibishter. Minog, for example, gives you just one minog that the parents should hold candles when they're walking down the aisle. Not everybody does this. If you do it, beautiful. But if you don't do it, you're totally married. Don't worry. But there's a minog to hold together. That's not just, oh, that looks nice. What do we know is by Har Sinai? Lightning. And therefore, this represents lightning. Even the songs that we sing by the chuppah, yes, it makes it sound beautiful. It puts us in a mood. But there was thunder. There was noise at Har Sinai. And again, Kafalim Har Kegigas is a chuppah. There's a lot of connections. The Lekachtem Lilam is Matan Torah. The Torah of the Lekachtem Lilam and the Kachtem. The Lekachti, I'm sorry, the Lekachti Eschem Lilam. The Lekachti is connected the Gullus we're in now. Meaning what? If the Gullus we're in now follows Marash Chayra, the gullus of depression, sadly. And we want to therefore combat it with Simcha. You know what the Torah is telling me? You know how to be in a state of Simcha? L'kachti l'eschem li'lam. Connect to Torah. Because Torah is b'kudah Hashem Yisharim, mitzamchei lev. Torah could bring us the biggest simcha in the world. Torah brings us to a state of simcha. And maybe some of us haven't recently tanced when we're learning Torah. If we haven't, we have to ask ourselves why not. But maybe we haven't. But it puts us in a state of understanding and clarity in the world. It helps us understand what is meaningful, what is purposeful, what the world is all about. It reminds us that so we don't get caught up in the shtus that causes sadness and depression. And even when it's something very real, even when it is a serious nisayon, something real that Hashem brings our way. Through Torah and through learning of Torah and seeing the journey of Klal Yisrael and the journey of this world, I'm able to be makabel, I'm able to accept. Through Torah, and I'm connected to Torah and learning Torah in a serious way, I also feel productive. I know I'm doing something that's meaningful and purposeful and I'm a productive individual. That alone brings Simchas Chaim. Productive people feel good about themselves. What was Galus Mitzrayim? Galus Mitzrayim, part of the nature of the Avodah, was not just Avodah Kasha, back-breaking labor, but the Avodah's Perach. And what is Avodah's Perach? Rashi here says Avodah's Perach as well as back-breaking labor. But Ayin in Parshat Bahar, when he talks about Avodah's Perach by the slave of a Jew, and he says, Losir Debo Befarach is useless labor, meaningless labor. And we know that went on in Mitzrayim. What we were building pyramids on quicksand, Pisum and Ramsey, we all know this. Meaning is to make us feel useless. And when you feel useless, you're sad, as Marish Chayra. You guys all know it. You know how it is on a Sunday, and for whatever reason, you're not in yeshiva, and you stay home, and you're laying in bed, and you watch a little football, and you just waste away the day, and somewhere in the middle of the day, you feel like garbage. I just don't feel good about myself. This is like the worst days. So Torah, just forgetting about the meaning and the purpose and the guideline of life, it's just productive nature that alone brings me simcha. And then it guides my life and teaches me right from wrong and teaches me a way of life that brings me simcha. But that's just a start. Do you want to hear the key to happiness, the pursuit of happiness? What we're saying tonight, there's nothing more important. It's the key to Geula, the key to Geula from this Gullus we're in. And what we want more than anything else. So let me tell you a story. A very quick, short story, and I think this is the key. And we'll see how we could be mekayim this through v'lekachti eschem li'la'am, through Torah. The Heiliger Rezhener. Heiliger Rezhener one night entered the Beis Medrash very late at night after Chatzos. And there he found some Hasidim sitting around learning. And this is what he said to them. He said, I heard from my father, from Shalom Shachna, who heard from his father, Rav Avram HaMalach, who heard from his father, the Heiliger Maggid of Mezrich, Rav Dober, who heard from his Rebbe, the Besh, the Baal Shem Tov. Who heard from his Rebbe, Achia Ashilaini, the Heiliger Navi. You ready to what he says? Here, this father to son, imagine, this is Mamish going to be like, forget about that we have a Tikune Zohar on the table. Like, you definitely need a mikvah for whatever we're about to say, right? For whatever, that with an introduction like that, it's like, holy cow. Like, I feel good when I can say, I heard from my Rebbe, if nothing to you, heard from his Rebbe, Rechaim Shalev. It's like, that's pretty cool, but like, this is pretty good. This is, you know, one-ups, right? You ready, Chavra? One line. Yesh bari olam, hamanig kol olamos. Yesh bari olam, hamanig kol olamos. There's a creator of the world that is leading all the worlds. This is what the Rezhener felt. He had to tell these Hasidim that he heard from his father, heard from his father, heard from the Maggid of his father, the Maggid of Mezrich, who heard from the Baal Shem Tov, Rabbi Achia Shilani, the Heiliger Navi. That what? Yesh bari olam hamanig kol olams. I don't know, some of you sit there like, really? I said the same thing once. But you know what he was saying? He's saying, I want to tell you the most important thing in the world. This was, what was he saying? I heard this from my father, from my father, from my father, from my father, from the best, from the... He's saying, to these individuals who are Mamish Siddiqui, Yisoyed Olam, that we can't even imagine, this was the most important secret they could tell us. There's a more Yisoyed of life. But more than that, it's not just knowing it. Are we living it? Are we living with the knowledge and understanding the Eibishter runs the Welt? The Eibishter orchestrating it all. The Eibishter is orchestrating every step of my life, every drop of my life, everything that's going on in the world. Everything. But not just think it, not just be able to say it intellectually and say, okay, yeah, sure, I've learned Chvestish. I was in yeshiva for 2 years and now I've been learning YUT. Of course, I've learned. I could tell you that the world, God runs the world and orchestrates it all. I could say it intellectually. Put that to the side. Do you feel it? Do you live it? Do you live it? And if you live it, life is awesome. And I'm besimcha every moment. Why would I not be besimcha? Is there any question in the world? I might not know why. I don't know why these things happen. But guess what? It doesn't matter. I'm living with the Rabbanu Shalom. I'm living with the knowledge and understanding that He orchestrates it all. I'm living Yesh Bar Olam Amani Koil Olamos. I spoke a few weeks ago at a woman's share and I picked up on that. Mamish, in a certain sense, Chevra, it's what we're saying every morning. The first thing we say. We've spoken at this table many times, and over the years of that Halig Tefillah of Moda'ani, there's so much depth in it. And that we start with Akar Tov of Moda'ani. But even before that, which is a beautiful Torah, that we start with Moda, not Ani, right? Everybody knows this Torah. But then what do we say? Something, you ever pick up on this, Chavar? Moda'ani l'fanecha, melech chai v'kayom. We talk about the Eibishter all the time. Every bracha we make, every tefillah, we talk about the Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam. Can you think about how often do we call him Melech Chai? Why do we say Melech Chai? Now I understand in Moda'ani we didn't yet wash our hands, so we don't want to use Hashem's name and don't want to say Havaya, don't want to say Elokim, don't want to say Elokim, don't want to say Kshakai, don't want to say Kel, so we call him Melech. Shkoyach. Okay, that's good. That makes sense. So why not just Melech? Why Melech Chai? You know what the first thing we want to know in the morning is? We want to wake up in the morning, and the first thing I want to say is, the Eibishter's alive in my life. The Eibishter's alive. He's with me. He's alive. He's real. Not just I know it intellectually, and not just I learn about it and serve Him. He's alive. Yesh bari olam mani kol olamos. He's alive. And if He's alive, life is so sweet. Life is so amazing. Everything's in a different level. The simchas are triple, are quadruple, are exponentially greater. And when the nisyonos come our way, when the challenges come our way, and they do, because whatever reason, the Ribbono Shel Olam needs to bring them into the world, and we're still in galus, guess what? Yesh bar olam amanu kol olamos. There's a melech chai. I'm okay. I'm going to deal with it. I'm going to grow from it. This is the Eibishter that wants me to deal with this now. Last night I went to the Sheva Brachos of a family I'm very close to. They married off their final child, their daughter Rivki Zwickler. She was zoicha to build a Beit HaMishrol, Mali Simcha, Mali Bracha. Rivki's Binyamin Pinchas, Ben Rav Yael Baruch, the Chatzadik HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my Heilige Talmid, Binyamin Zwickler's sister. The Chevra's all heard of Binyamin from me over the years. Binyamin, who unfortunately, the tzaddik was taken from us 5 years ago, it's Yartzeit in a couple weeks. And I'm Kilu, I feel part of their family already. The chasen unfortunately was in Lakewood and I had another chasen that night here. Charlie, Baruch Hashem, it's a member of the Chevra. So it was by the Sheva Brachos. I was thinking I'm also working on something that will come out in a couple weeks for the Yartzeit. I don't want to be enforced them yet for the Yartzeit, something very special connected to the album that the Chevra put out last year with his songs. So I was remembering a story, I'm sure I shared this with you, but that when Binyamin, for the last 7 years of his life, had cancer and was in remission at times and whatever it was, but battled cancer on levels and fortunately eventually took his life. When he was diagnosed that final time with cancer that the doctors told him there's no hope, there's nothing left we could do, and they told him you only have a few months to live. So I'll never forget when he came to share this with me and talk to me about it. I remember like trying so hard to hold back my tears, to be strong for him. And I'll never forget, I'm still shaking. He looks at me, he says, Rebbe, so you know I should probably stop working now because of this news. I said, what do you mean? We're going to daven, Altis Yayish, what do you mean? Why are you going to stop working? And he looks at me, what do you mean? I'm going to stop working because if my days are numbered, I should go back to the Beis Medrash just to learn all day now again. He learned in Chayashiv after learning in OJ, and he was very connected to the yeshiva and the Rebbeim there. He said, I should go back to yeshiva. And that's exactly what he did. That was a Friday. Over that weekend, he told his bosses what happened, and he's leaving, and he went back to yeshiva until he had to go into the hospital in January. In the last few months, he just sat and learned all day. That's what he did. You know where that comes from? And his emunah was like off the charts, and that comes from Melechai Yesh Bar Olam Aman L'Kol Olamos. I don't understand why I don't want this, but ultimately Yesh Bar Olam, and I'm gonna deal with it to the best of my ability. And I'm not Marash Chayr. There's no Marash Chayr. I never saw Marash Chayr in Binyamin's life. How could that be so real for us? How can we build that simcha? V'lakachti eschem li'lam. Through Torah, through a connection to Torah, I have a connection to Hashem that is so deep that I'm a walking, living expression of Melechai. If I'm deeply connected to Torah, we could have that. In fact, it's so incredible, and I want to put it together in the Igur Dechala. He says that V'lakachtem eschem lilam l'hele b'nei sascher is Rashi Tevos El. We have so many different psukim. Rashi Tevos El. So this is one of them. V'lakachtem eschem lilam. What's pshat? This is the pasuk that talks about that relationship through Torah. So pasuk pshat, you say, why now in these psukim? So Elul's man tshuva, Shoivim is man tshuva. We know the ikker way of tshuva is through Torah. Shoivim is gematria 360, is gematria shas. L'kachtem chli lilam is man of tshuva through Torah. It's one way of saying it. Tashi Rebbe said it different. So maybe the connection of psukim to Elul, l'kachti eschem lilam, is not just a connection to Elul, but a connection to the main pasuk that reminds us of Elul, of Ani L'dodi V'dodi Li, which is the representation of having a deep, caring, real relationship with God. And therefore what it's saying is, L'kachti Yaschem Lilam, if you recognize that we're going to be connected through Torah, you'll have a real relationship, Ani L'dodi V'dodi Li. And that relationship will be so strong that we'll have that amuna of Yesh Barolam Alekol Olamos, and that will bring us the biggest simcha in the world. Hashiveinu Avinu will return to Hashem and have a relationship with Hashem, L'sora Secha, through that Torah. It will be so real. It will be so real. That's what we say, and that's what the Tanya means. We quote this Tanya all the time. It's to read the words inside. Aber Kodesh Baruch Hu bechvoy de va'atzma, it's in Perek Dalet in Tanya, Kodesh Baruch Hu bechvoy de va'atzma, les machshava tfisu beiklal. Kodesh Baruch Hu is so great, so incredible, that we can't really grasp Him. He is above us. Ki makasha tfisu maslavish betorah mitzvosah. The only way to grasp Hashem, the only way to deeply connect to Hashem, is through connecting to His Torah. Azayi tfisu behemes lavesh bekodesh Baruch Hu mamish. And therefore, when you connect to Torah, you are connecting to Hashem. You're building a kesher with Hashem. The rice of Kuchabrichu Kuluchad, right? Yisrael Kuchabrichu Raisu Chadi. You want a relationship with Hashem, it's through Torah. And then he says the line, which I think about every time I learn. And that Torah, every time you learn, Harizek Kimechabek as Hamelech. It's like you're giving Hashem a hug. You're giving Hashem a hug. How beautiful is that? But what does that mean to us? It's not just telling us that when we learn Torah, it's chashiv and it's special. It's telling us that when we learn Torah, we're building that kesher. We're hugging Hashem. He explains, because when you give someone a hug, even if there are layers on the outside and they're wearing a shirt and a coat, you're still hugging them. So today, Bishter, even though this is his symptom and the only way we could get to him, and we hug him through learning Torah. And that means every time I learn Torah, I'm building it stronger, closer. Kesher with the Eibishter. That's what we're saying. A kesher that has that level of amunah. A kesher that says, Yesh barom amane kol olamos. And that kesher will bring simcha. And do away with marash chayra keneged lakachti. That simcha. That was the simcha of Yosef Tzadik. So the Tashi Rebbe says as well. And Parshas Miketz, which in a certain sense you could look at as the beginning of Mitzrayim, and the Yidin of Mitzrayim, was when Paro took Yosef out of jail. That's when it all began. And the pasuk says, "Vayishlach Paro," in Perek Mem Aleph, pasuk Yidalad, "Vayishlach Paro," Paro sent, "Vayikra," it's Yosef, and he called Yosef, "Varitzuhu men habar." People in the English translate that, they pulled him out of the pit, and they shaved him, but it's the lashon of Ritzoi. Tashi Rebbe said, Ritzoi. Ritzoi is merutzo, that means he was placated, he was satiated, he was okay. He was besimcha. There was a ritzoi. He was besimcha. So you could say, some would say, oh, he's besimcha, he's getting out of jail after 12 years. The Tashi Rebbe says, the way you learn that, you learn this pasuk, that when he pulled him out, v'ritzu minabar, he was already minabar, when from the bar he was already merutza. Meaning what? The whole time he was okay. The whole time he was in a state of simcha. It doesn't mean he later joined dancing and jumping. But when you have such strong emunah, when you know Eibishter runs the world, you're okay no matter what you're going through. And how did Yosef add this? He reminds Yaakov how he was okay the whole time. Through the agolos, meaning he never stopped learning. He never stopped being connected to Torah. Because Yaakov even sat and learned with him, as we know. And he was connected to Torah. And if you're connected to Torah, you're connected to Hashem. You're connected to Hashem. You could deal with anything and still be besimcha, and there's no marash chayr in your world. You know, so I was shaking. I was shaking earlier today. I was shaking earlier today when I had this Talmud through the tragedies that are going on, the tragedy that we dealt with this morning in our shir, and the loss of a parent. I was shaking in a way when that Talmud said, Rebbe, why does Hashem hate us so much? I was shaking. But I sympathized and I empathized and I understood where it was coming from. It's hard. If you look just from a state of logic and a state of just looking at the world, that's what it looks like. With all the tragedies and all the difficulties. And you have to feel for people who feel this and think like this. At the same time, how do we combat that? There's only one way. Having strong emunah. Having strong emunah in Hashem, to know that Hashem runs the belt, Hashem understands, Hashem is orchestrating it all, and therefore, even though I don't understand it, and don't see it today, there's a plan. And that plan is full of a massive picture of good for the world and good for us. Kol ma dov rachmano latav of it. Everything Hashem does is good. And He loves us. He loves us more than anything. And sometimes out of love, you have to put someone in place a little bit. You have to bring them up and build them. He loves us so much. And if we know that and we believe that, even if we don't always understand it in the moment, we don't see where it's coming from, I could always be in a state of simcha. Always. Every single one of us. And that's the avoid of this galus, to turn it around in a hapach. We can have it. And then we have a simcha as well. You know, Baruch Hashem, with a simcha that we're celebrating tonight, the birth of a medela, birth of a bas Yisrael, of a new princess that was brought into this world. Ariella Golda. So earlier today, when I was thinking about this year and the fact that the whole Torah tonight was to celebrate that, came to me the following. Ariella Golda, if you take the gematria of Ariella Golda, you have to know how to spell Ariella Golda. People don't know how to spell Golda because Yiddish names is a little bit harder. So I looked it up to confirm in the Aruch HaShulchan. And he has two different spellings of gold. It depends how you pronounce gold. He goes through it because they used to pronounce gold in some places in Europe with a comma under the gimel, like golda, or there could be a pronunciation like gulda. But if you pronounce it the way Shlomo and Aviv are pronouncing golda, so the proper way to spell is gimel vav lamed dalet aleph. Golda. You wouldn't know that because in Hebrew you think it's a hey at the end also. But okay, anyways. Gimel Vav Lamed. He has another name, Gimel Aleph Lamed Aleph, if you would pronounce it with the commas, but that's not how you're pronouncing it, correct? Okay, we'll tell you how to pronounce it anyways. So Ariella Golda is Gematria 291. 291 is exactly Emuna, I believe, Avinu Ohev Kulanu. That our Father loves all of us. It's Emuna that Avinu Oyev Kulanu. If your Ariella Golda could come into this world which unfortunately naturally is a place of Marash Chara, you're bringing her into a very scary world. Amos it is, which naturally is Marash Chara, but we as Yidin Baruch Hashem gave us the gift, Matana Toivah, gave us the greatest gift. As the key, the mafteach, to have geula even in that scary world, and have simcha, that's called Torah. And through that Torah, you can know, they have amuna, that avinu, oyev, kulanu, our Father loves all of us. And if you know that, then you know that everything that He's going to do for us is out of that ava. And if you know that, you know, yesh, bari olam, hamane, kol olam, you know that. So it's mamish, the exact gematria of Ariella Golda. And it happens also to be the gematria of the following. You know, when we're davening Yom Kippur time, and we're davening give me a pen for a second. Doesn't sound right. We'll stop with the other gematria. I'm not so sure about that one. I have to look it up, what I meant by that one. I don't remember. We'll stop there. Muna Avinu. Oyev. Kulanu. You gotta be authentic. No, I wrote it in English, but I think I wrote it wrong, so I should have written it in Hebrew, so I want to check it after. But anyways, L'maisa. L'maisa, the void of our lives, Chevra. You know, when I was... I think I shared this with the Oilam already, but when I was 1 month ago... In Meron. When I was 1 month ago in Meron. It was a month ago already. When I was a month ago in Meron, which was a very emotional, incredible moment in my life. Actually, Mir Tashem this week also coming out with something special with that, that took time to put out. You'll see. We'll Bez Hashem, give some of the Chever sneak preview after this year if you want, but... So standing there in that makom, in the makom of the Mizbeach, in the makom of Kaddishtika makom, a makom that's definitely bringing geula. And I saw a sign, and on the wall is a plaque. The plaque is Lil Nishmas, the 45 Kedoshim. And it says, Ani Mamim. But it's not an imamim b'muna shleima b'vias Mashiach, like one would think. It's not an imamim b'vias Mashiach, which is so important that one thinks about when you feel these tragedies, you no longer want them and you want just Mashiach, obviously, and we daven for that. It's an imamim b'muna shleima. This is a bari omanig l'cha abruim. That there's a Bari Alma that is leading and controlling and orchestrating the world. And He has done and does and will do everything that's happening. On the wall there, in that makom of the death of those 45 Kedoshim, is a testament to Amunah. is a testament to Yesh Bayolam Amani Koilamos. That's what it says. Because even through a tragedy like Maron, even through the worst of worst, when you know Yesh Bayolam Amani Koilamos, there's no Marish Chayra. There's tears. There's sadness. Because we lost those 45 Kedoshim. But there's no depression. Because I know the Eibishter runs the Welt. And I know it's going to lead us to something. And I know the Rabbeinu Shem is going to bring Geula. And I know that Rabbeinu Shem is taking care of us. And I know the Rabbeinu Shem is by my side. And then even as whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings our way, we'll bring Simcha to the world. We'll combat the Marash Chayra of the Galus. And through that we'll be Zaycha, not just the Dal of Lashon of Geula, not just the Dal of Kaisos, but this Lal Seder, not just to bring out the Kais Shal of Vevesi, but to drink Vevesi in Yushalayim Er Kodesh with Geula Shleima B'mhera B'yameinu.
Amen. Amen.